How a new paint job keeps the Flying Tiger legacy alive. The team sanded the aircraft and cleaned up the old paint, then wiped everything down to ensure the surface was ready for the legacy design. After that, they had to prepare the plane and track down where every stencil belonged so they could repaint each one correctly. The painting process was different from what we usually do, so there was definitely a learning curve, but seeing it all come together made it worth it, Waller said. The aircraft's story began long before the camouflage pattern and Flying Tiger insignia took shape on the Moody flight line. Following an asset transfer from South Korea, maintainers at Moody accepted and processed the A-10 before taking on the extensive restoration project. What started as a routine transfer quickly became something more, an opportunity to transform the aircraft into a visual reminder of the squadron's enduring history. For the airmen involved, the project carried meaning beyond restoring an aircraft. When people see the heritage aircraft alongside the P-40 in the air park, they can immediately connect the history, said Air Force Staff Sergeant Tucker Lee, maintenance squadron non-commissioned officer in charge of corrosion control. It's a continuation of the Flying Tiger's legacy, and that's something this wing takes a lot of pride in. We just hope to keep carrying that tradition forward. If the original Flying Tigers hadn't been successful, we wouldn't be here today carrying that name and history, he continued. The shark teeth that people associate with the A-10 started back with the P-40s, and now they've become part of what makes the Warthog iconic. Keeping that heritage paint scheme and the nose art reminds us of where we came from and pushes us to continue that legacy of success. That pride was reflected in every stage of the project. From carefully matching historical details to working long hours as a team, maintainers ensured the aircraft would stand as a faithful tribute, reinforcing a shared connection between generations of airmen, past and present. Now complete, the aircraft serves a dual purpose. It remains a fully mission-capable platform while also standing as a visible reminder of the squadron's heritage. Each time it takes to the skies, it carries forward a legacy that began with the Flying Tigers, proving that while technology evolves, the spirit of the mission endures. The American Volunteer Group and the 23rd Fighter Group set the standard for the Flying Tigers for future generations, Godwin said. The American Volunteer Group, in 1941, were told they would not last 2 weeks. 85 years later, the Flying Tigers are still going strong. The men and women of the 23rd Wing are standing on the shoulders of giants and leading the way with close air support and combat search and rescue.